Christmas time brings about the thoughts and excitement of going home, reconnecting with family, fully embraced by the joy and celebration of the season. Yeah, nice theory, isn't it? Doesn't always work out that way, does it? Well, if you're willing to admit that truth, then there's still hope for you. Just as Jesus taught, understanding and forgiveness can take a lot of the hostility and weight off of what's supposed to be a shared happy celebration. Here to offer some emotional survival with the family tips for this time of year is therapist, relationship expert, best-selling author, founder of Country Cures, Dr. Gilda Caro. Good morning, Dr. Gilda.
Good morning. It's so good to hear from you again.
And likewise, as always, drgilda.com, countrycures.org is Gilda's spots on the web for your further education and information. I think at this time of year, and I think one of the most common challenges for people is for those who are just starting to date, and this is the first time with the mutual families or the newlyweds, first Christmas with the mutual families. All right, never mind how do we carve the turkey or the ham. How do we carve the time between the families and keep everybody happy?
Well, first of all, understand you ain't going to keep everybody happy. You know, it's not my circus, not my monkeys. It's not your issue. Your issue solely is to keep you happy. And to keep you at bay, and to keep you at peace, and no matter what happens around you, to understand that you are grounded and you are in control.
That's something, too, where so often the dinner table or the living room sitting around the tree waiting for the kids to do their thing with the grab bag, wherever the games are going to be that night, too often, too many people turn that into the cue to, let's make it a therapy session. Let me tell you about how miserable things are going for me. And by the way, you know, that dress does make you look fat, Ethel.
Oh, no, that's horrible. Chris, every man knows he's never supposed to say that.
But it happens.
Well, it should not. Because a man has to understand that when a woman says, does this make me look fat, she's expecting her man to say, no, sweetheart, you've never looked so beautiful. Or if you want to be more diplomatic, because you really can't stand that lousy dress, you might say, you know which dress I'm really crazy about on you? The one with the pink polka dots or whatever. So she will want to make you feel good about what she is wearing. She will want to feel great because you admire what she's wearing. And that's the way to salvage your relationship.
This is too often, sadly enough, but life is what it is. The first time a lot of people are going through a Christmas season after the passing of a loved one earlier this year, recently, whatever, you know, some point this year. That's a high emotional hurdle. What are the people around that person? What's the best thing for people around that person to do right now?
One word, listen. We are such an awful culture of listeners. We are horrible. It seems as though I speak only because you have allowed me the space to speak, and as soon as I get finished, you can't wait to start speaking yourself. And it's almost as though I get to speak, you get to speak, and nobody's listening to the response that anybody has, just waiting until the space opens up so that they can jump in and make their own points. What we must do, it's a loving gesture, it's a giving gesture, is open up our ears and shut our mouths. And in that ratio, two ears to one mouth, we've got to start listening much more intently to the people around us, especially to our mates and especially to our kids. Stop being a dictator to your children and saying, you have to do this, clean up your homework, do that, do that, do that. Instead, be quiet. Listen to what your child has to say. You will find out a whole lot of stuff about your child that you didn't even know.
Dr. Gilda Carl, drgilda.com on the web. She's also the founder of Country Cures, which you'll learn more about. We'll talk about here shortly as well, countrycures.org. is that website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And as far as kids are concerned, it's so important that, isn't it, that parents have to remember we're supposed to be the leader and the example for the kids to emulate and to learn from And just way too often, we see this in public. You know, think of a time you went to the store between Thanksgiving and now, and you just saw in so many cases the parents behaving worse than the kids were behaving.
Yeah, it's really pretty disgusting that parents can't keep themselves in check, because we have to recognize that the kids are watching the parents very closely. And you could say, don't say what I say. Do what I do. But the child is picking up exactly what you say and what you do, and trying to filter what is okay and what is not okay. And if you are shocked when your child opens up a mouth using your verbiage, including some curse words, don't be, because children are like little sponges, and they get from you all the things that you never even thought you were transferring to them. So, you know, you really have to be mindful when you're in front of your children.
And as well, you can a lot of times learn from your children, because what they are, much like you were saying with listening, what they are looking for and what they are in need of, which, not, you know, parenting is not perfection. It's a ongoing learning experience. And unless you're perceptive to what your child is not necessarily saying what they need, but demonstrating what they need, the parenting is incomplete.
Well, that's it. It just becomes, do it this way, don't do it that way. It's a whole lot of instruction. And as an educator my entire life, I will tell you, this kind of dictation as to what you should and shouldn't do is not an answer. Children have got to feel that they will get a payoff in the behavior that they use. And nobody in the world does anything in their behavior without getting some payoff. And we know that very well. When people are dating, if one person in a couple feels that, oh, this is not going anywhere, in other words, where is the payoff here, then that person is going to leave. In a marriage, that person is going to leave. In a friendship, that person is going to leave. Everybody must feel that they have an opportunity of making some gains and enhancing their lives from every single relationship he or she is in. And, of course, it goes without saying that the same thing is true when we go to work in corporate America. What are the benefits, and what are the things that bring me down?
I want to wrap up by mentioning that you're the founder of Country Cures at countrycures.org. And this just seems like it was such a simple idea that attached emotionally to so many people. This really has grown to, I'm imagining, beyond your expectations even.
You know, when I first started, I'm a writer. So I just put together some of my Gildagrams, some of the things I've written, just in soundbite forms, because I've had so much experience on television and radio. And I just put them together with some of the popular country music songs, because they tell stories. And I use them in my training programs in corporate America. Then I started using them in my educational work when I was a college professor. And then I said, wait a minute. People are reacting this way, that with tears and applause, I got standing ovations in classrooms among minority students who hadn't even been familiar with country music. I mean, the whole thing had really taken off. And before you knew it, other people came on board. I have a videographer, Alan Fawcett from California, who's just a genius. And he's created videos to go with the music that I've selected, to go with the words that I've written. And now I can't even begin to tell you. We are taking country music and country cures into public schools. I mean, that's my latest venture. And it's in the formative stages, but, man, it's taking off very, very quickly. So that's one thing. The other thing is that I'm working with the relationships, because I'm a relationship expert, the relationships of the re-entering veterans and their families, because these people are not going for therapy. They are not going to seek out a psychologist or a psychiatrist, even though they might need it. Many of them, and nobody comes back from war without some kind of emotional injury, even if their body seems to be intact. Most of them have had PTSD of some form. Most of them still have nightmares, and most of them come back and they miss their buddies, they miss the excitement of war, and they are just plunked back into the home, and their mates expect them to behave the way they had before they were deployed. And this is so sad. There are some very beautiful organizations that worry about wounded warriors, warriors who were wounded, warriors who are homeless, warriors who are without jobs. But nobody, there is no organization that is helping the relationships of these families. And I calculated, based on all of the research I've done, over 100 million people, including their children, are affected by somebody coming home and being unable to communicate well enough to go back to family life. Their mates were once partners, and now they have become parents. And the resentment builds. There are so many facets to all of this. And that's what I'm doing with the country music, with Country Cures. And we're doing it through audios, through videos, and through training programs.
So pay a visit to countrycures.org, learn about how to bring what Gilda is doing. It really does empower the listening, the understanding, the compassion, and the connection that brings the healing, the strengthening, and the recovery from whatever hurdle is lying before you for veterans, for teens, for anyone facing personal, significant, restrictive issues psychologically, emotionally, and that all turns into physical, too. We know one connects to the other, and you solve one, you sort of get the dominoes falling up instead of the dominoes falling down,
exactly.
Which that's always a good thing, too. So check that out at countrycures.org and learn about everything in the world of Dr. Gilda. It's drgilda.com. Dr. Gilda, always an education, always helping us understand more about ourselves. That's important, not just this time of year, but every day. Thanks for always being able to do that and for being here this morning.
Oh, God bless you, Chris. Have a wonderful holiday.